to worship together.
能够在一个秋日明媚的早晨来到主的殿中，总是一个很有福气的事情。
And we want to thank our worship team for leading us in praising.
我们要感谢我们的带领小组带到我们进去一个赞美的心情。
And we're going to have a video in a moment, but before that, I want to welcome anyone here for the first time.
我们等一下有一个小段的录像想给大家看，但在看这段录像之前， 我们想看有没有第一次来到我们当中的朋友们。
If you're here for the first time, would you stand up and just tell us your name and where you're from?
如果你是今天第一次来到我们当中的，可以请你站起来自我介绍一下吗？
Okay, anyone on my right hand side? 在牧师的右手边，有没有？还有一位，请你很简单的。好，欢迎你，欢迎你，谢谢，欢迎你。还有没有在我右手边？
Anyone else on the right hand side?
Okay. If not, anyone on my left hand side?
在牧师的左手边呢?
Anyone? All been here before? Okay. So welcome very much. And do stay for lunch after the service.
欢迎大家今天来到我们当中，也请大家等下留步共用午餐。
Okay, now we'll just show a video that lasts a few minutes.
我们现在会带大家看一个小段的录像。
And then I will explain a little bit.
然后我们再会解释这个是为什么要看。
Well, you didn't know that we have so many wonderful, most of the time, little angels in our church, right?
可能很多时候我们都没有看见，我们教会其实有很多可爱的小天使在我们当中。
But when we are worshiping here, the Sunday school teachers are, loving them and teaching them in their classes.
当我们在这里参加崇拜的时候，很多时候我们的主日学老师已经在课室里面给他们开始了爱的教导。And
there's a verse from Proverbs 22:6 that says, "Train a child in the way he should go, and when he is old, he will not turn away from it."
在箴言书的22章6节里面说到，教养孩童，使他走当行的道，就是到老他也不偏离。
And we know training a child in the way of the Lord is the primarily the responsibility of the parents.
我们知道很多时候教导孩童走在神的道路当中是父母亲主要的职责。
But we are blessed that in our church we have so many dedicated Sunday school teachers who are willing to come alongside the parents to help them, to encourage them.
但是很有福气的是在我们教会当中有非常多的 主日学老师他们愿意来到父母当中，陪他们一起鼓励他们去做这样的教导。And
so they devote their time, their energy, not only in preparing the lessons, but also to pray for and to serve as role models for the children in their classes.
所以这些老师们，他们投入很多的精力，很多的时间，不仅仅是为了准备他们的课程内容，很多时候也是为了这些孩子们去献上他们的祷告。And
even though this morning, in a small way, we are expressing our appreciation publicly to these teachers.
虽然今天早上我们是在这里公众性的给这些老师献上我们的感激。
But I would encourage all of the parents to get to know the teachers of your children.
我还是想要鼓励每一位家长去了解你们小孩所在的主日学教室里面的老师是谁。
And then if you know who they are, get to know them and then thank them personally.
如果你知道这些老师是谁的话，我鼓励你去跟这些老师个人的说一声谢谢。
And we are always looking for more good teachers.
而且我们总是在不停地向我们在找很多老师，希望他们更多的能加入我们。
Yeah, so if you're interested in serving in the Sunday school ministry, you could contact Duffin or Teresa.
所以如果你有兴趣加入到主日学老师的队伍里面参与这个侍奉的话，欢迎你和 Teresa 或者德芬联络。
And also in our church we value, we think it very important, you know, for someone to teach the word of God.
在我们教会我们认为能够去教导神的话语是一件非常神圣非常珍贵的职责。
In fact, normally we would like to have the lead teachers to be baptized members of our church.
所以很多时候我们都会说希望我们的主要的老师们是我们在我们教会受洗的会员。
So this morning I'd like to represent the whole church in recognizing our Sunday school workers, teachers and helpers.
所以今天我想代表整个教会去给每一位主日学老师献上我的感谢。
Yeah, so if you serve in the Sunday school in any way, could you stand up and let us see who you are?
如果你是在主日学这个事工里面有参与侍奉的话
right,
可以请你站起来吗
yeah,、okay.
每一位老师
Yeah, we picked today because we have joint service and we don't have Sunday school and hopefully many of them are here today.
之所以我们挑选了今天的话是因为我们今天是联合崇拜所以我们可以让所有的老师都在我们当中
Summer camp
包括在夏令营的时候有帮忙的
Alright, okay. Alright, so let's give them a
让我们给他们献上我们感激的掌声
Okay, you can be seated if you want.
好，请坐。
Okay. Yeah, what I'd like to do is again remind everyone if you're interested or if you're serving in the Sunday school already, we will have a Sunday school workers training in November.
如果你想要再参加这个侍奉的话，或者说你已经是老师的话，我想提醒大家，今年十一月份我们会有一个老师的培训。
Yeah, whether you're serving now or you're interested, you're welcome to come to the training. We'll make the announcement when we are.Yeah, ready to have that.
无论你是已经在教的，或者还是说你有兴趣想要教的，我们十一月的培训都会欢迎你们参加。到时候我们准备工作做好的话，会给大家报告的。
Okay, why don't we pray for our Sunday school teachers and express our thanks to God for them.
让我们一起来为这些主日学的老师献上我们的祷告。
Yeah, 天父，我们感谢你，感谢你赐给我们这么多有爱心的弟兄姊妹们，他们看到。来教导下一代神你的话语而且给他们能够从小就能够经历到耶稣基督的爱是多么的重要多么的宝贵所以为了这些同工们我们献上我们的感谢求你真是亲自的祝福他们无论是当他们预备教材的时候课程的时候或者是他们在课室的时候在举业的时候求神真是让他们能够感觉到他们所做的是非常非常有价值的我们也非常感谢他们的爱心求你保守他们真是在这个新的一年真能够在他们的教室里面他们神你所托付给他们的孩子们能够看到圣灵的果子在他们身上我们将感谢祷告乃是奉靠主耶稣的名阿们好我们把下面的时间交给十二姐妹
And we'll be getting into our sermon part of the day
好大家早安
Good morning everyone
刚听到这边两位我们教会的小才女在这边唱歌真的是觉得非常好听
So we just hear two little princesses from our church singing for us
才女
跟
是 princess OK 如果你们不知道才女是什么意思回去问一下可能 OK 接下来我开始之前我先问大家一个问题现在如果你不想回答你不用举手没关系 OK 但是
So before I start my sermon I would like to ask you a question If you don't want to answer it that's fine
现在正在谈恋爱的人举手。
So how many of you are in a relationship right now?
果然是不敢承认。
So we only see
okay,
three hands, four okay, hands, okay.
好好，谢谢。
All guys.
好，我讲这个的原因呢，是因为要讲说男女的交往呢，通常都是我们知道有一个阶段性的。
So as we all know, in a romantic relationship, there are stages.
能够按部就班的更加的来认识彼此。
And all of these stages are set for a purpose for each of you to get to know each other better.
可能一开始会有聊天谈话，有共同兴趣作为开端。
So at the beginning, you guys will have a lot of conversations. You talk to each other and have common interests.
然后后面呢，可能就会有一对一的约会，然后渐渐的越来越认真的时候，可能就会进到这个见父母的阶段。
So later on, you go on more one-on-one dates, and even get to a point that you will see each other's parents.
一开始交往的时候呢，会透过什么来认识彼此？透过聊天来认识彼此。
So at the very beginning of your relationship, how do you get to know each other? Of course, it's through conversations.
比如说你会跟对方说我是一个性子很急的人。
So for example, you might tell your boyfriend or girlfriend saying that I'm actually a person with not much patience.
但是听到了这个之后呢，只是一个非常粗浅的认识。
But the other party might just think you just said it or it's a superficial understanding at that point.
等到约会一阵子之后呢，对方发现我真的做什么事情都是赶快赶快的，这个时候才真的体会到我性子到底有多急。
But later on, as you spend more time together, you realize that he actually does everything in a very rushy manner, and then you finally come to understand that he's actually not a person with patience.
所以说呢，所谓的听说跟体会是不一样的。
That's why there's a real difference between to hear from and to experience.
我们都可以透过这些伟人传记知道这些伟人是个什么样的人，可是那跟他的配偶了解他的程度是不一样的。
A lot of times we can learn about someone by reading their biographies, but you know sometimes the understanding we achieve from reading is very different from how the person's wife understands him.
作为爱因斯坦的学生跟作为爱因斯坦的老婆，那绝对是不一样的事情。
In the same way, as a student to Albert Einstein, it's very different from being the wife to Albert Einstein.
同样的，作为基督徒，我们要考虑的就是我们跟神之间的关系。
Therefore, as Christians, we have to take our relationship with Christ into consideration.
我们透过读圣经，透过在教会的学习，可以知道神是一位什么样的神。不过那是一个听说。
So through scripture reading, through our Friday Bible studies, we get to know what our God is like. But that is more on the level of to hear from.
我们跟神的关系也需要进入到体会的阶段。
In our relationship with God, we need to get into the stage of to experience as well.
如果还没有进到体会呢，那我们还是在比较粗浅的一个认识阶段。
If we are not yet at the stage of experiencing Him, our understanding is just as superficial as what we mentioned before.
那我不知道大家有没有疑惑过一件事情，就是很多时候呢，你会觉得自己的基督徒生命跟别人的比起来，好像总是差了一截。
I don't know if you have ever wondered one thing. How come there are so many times when you hear about other people presenting their testimonials, there seems to be a big gap between your spiritual level and their spiritual level.
好像别人都跟神有着非常美好的关系，好像可以听见神跟他们说话，经历神的恩典。
It seems that they are all in a perfect relationship with God, that they can hear from God, they can experience the grace themselves in a very personal way.
为什么有人是非常喜爱祷告跟非常喜爱读经呢？
Why are there people who just love to pray, love to read the scripture?
那为什么他们有我没有呢？
Why they have those experiences? Why they have that desire, but I don't?
为什么别人可以亲身的经历神的大能，而我就没有那些亲身经历神？为什么我还在读神的传记？
Why all those people can personally experience the power of the Lord, while I am here not having those experiences, but rather reading the story of God?
到底要怎么样才能体会呢？
How can I truly get to a point to experience Him?
怎么样才能够在生命中亲身的来经历神呢？
How can I actually get to know Him in a personal way?
今天经文在讲的就是耶稣的门徒跟随了他一阵子之后呢，脱离了认识而晋升到了体会他的能力。
So today, we are going to read about scripture and to learn about how disciples finally reached the point of experiencing Him from knowing it.
现在我们来读马太福音14章13到33。
So now we are going to read in the book of Matthew chapter 14 from verse 13 to verse 33.
好，那就大家跟着 Isabel 一起读，可以读中文，也可以。
You can read in either English or Chinese.耶稣听见了，就上船，从那里独自退到野地里去。众人听见，就从各城里步行跟随他。耶稣出来，见有许多的人，就怜悯他们，治好了他们的病人。天将晚的时候， 门徒近前来说，这是野地，时候已经过了，请叫众人散开。他们好往村子里去，自己买吃的。耶稣说，不用他们去，你们给他们吃吧。门徒说，我们这里只有五个饼两条鱼。耶稣说，拿过来给我。于是吩咐众人坐在草地上，就拿这五个饼两条鱼，望着天祝福，拨开饼递给门徒，门徒又递给众人，他们都吃，并且吃饱了，把剩下的零碎收拾起来，装满了十二个篮子。吃的人除了妇女孩子约有五千。先渡到那边去，等他叫众人散开，散了众人以后，他就独自上山去祷告。到了晚上，只有他一人在那里。那时船在海中，因风不顺，被浪摇撼。夜里四更天，耶稣在海面上走，往门徒那里去。门徒看见他在海面上走，就惊慌了，说是个鬼怪，便害怕，喊叫起来。耶稣连忙对他们说，你们放心，是我，不要怕。彼得说，主，如果是你，请叫我从水面上走到你那里去。耶稣说，你来吧。彼得就从船上下去，在水面上走，要到耶稣那里去，就害怕，将要沉下去，便喊着说，主啊，救我。耶稣赶紧伸手拉住他说，你这小信的人啊，为什么疑惑呢？他们上了船，风就住了，在船上的人都拜他说，你真是神的儿子了。
OK， 这两段经文记载的这两个神迹我们都非常的熟悉。
So actually the miracles that we just read, I'm sure we're all very familiar with them。
基本上就是说耶稣有一次在野地开布道会，然后大概有一万个人哈，五千个男人，大概有一万个人来听他讲道。
So basically, it talks about there was a big gospel meeting that Jesus was hosting, and there are at least 10,000 people because for all the men recorded, there were 5,000.
然后完了之后呢，大家就肚子饿，然后耶稣就说，就让门徒给他们东西吃，然后就奇妙的变出很多的饼跟鱼。
After the meeting, everybody was hungry, and Jesus fed them all.
然后之后呢，在海上的时候，耶稣在还在。可能还有人拉着他，有会后跟牧师讲话，对，他就是让门徒先过去，先到海上去。
So later, because there are people who still want to talk to Jesus, so Jesus just told the disciples, "So okay, you go onto the boat. I'll just stay and talk to these people for a while."
之后呢，就在夜里三更半夜的时候啊，四更半夜的时候，对，就看到耶稣走在海面上到他们这边来。
And then in the middle of the night, disciples just realized that there was Jesus walking toward them on water.
远远的。在海上看到一个人形 ，OK， 走着向你过来的时候。
So if think about this, if you're on ocean and you see somebody walking toward you,
大概是只有一种想法，就是是个鬼怪。
And that image looks like a person. What we think about, of course, we think it must be some kind of ghost or something.
好，所以门徒非常的害怕。
That's why the disciples were terrified.
可是后来呢，发现是耶稣，而且耶稣还让彼得也下水，走到他那里去。
Then later they realize it's actually Jesus, and Jesus even asked Peter to come walk on water.
好，这大概就是这两个故事的很快的summary.
So that was a little summary for all those two miracles.
这里说到呢，耶稣的门徒对于耶稣的能力有了更深的体会。
Here it says that the disciples had a better understanding about.Jesus' power.
我们也是耶稣的门徒，对不对？
So we are all Jesus' disciples as well, aren't we?
我们开始跟随他，会对他有所认识，但是我们也许还没有亲身的参与跟经历他的这些能力。
So we follow him, that's why we have a little understanding about him. But probably we still have yet reached that stage of personal experiencing his power.
如果你有从头到尾去看过马太福音的，你会发现从第八章开始就开始记载耶稣行神迹，可是到十四章，我们今天读的就在十四章，到八章的十四章中间这一段经文呢的神迹都是耶稣一个人行的 ，one man show。
If you read through Matthew very carefully, you will realize that starting from chapter 8, that's when Jesus started performing miracles, all the way till chapter 14, that where we start to read. In those six chapters, all miracles were performed by Jesus alone.
没有一次involve过门徒。
None of those miracles involved disciples in any ways.
耶稣医病、赶鬼、教导。 都是他一个人做,
so Jesus healed the sick, he expelled out the demons, and he did his teaching. This all are done by him.
可是呢,这个喂饱五千人跟在水面上行走的这两个神迹是马太福音里面记载第一次耶稣让门徒亲身参与其中。
But in the scripture that we just read, include having those two miracles, feeding the 5,000 and walking on water. These two miracles actually involved the disciples for the first time.
在给五千人吃饱的神迹当中呢，我们可以想象，大概是只有门徒，就是这十二个人，包括耶稣在内，知道他们只有五个饼两条鱼。
And in this miracle of feeding the 5,000, perhaps only the disciples and Jesus, those 13 people know that they have only 5 loaves of bread and 2 fish.
他们不可能说一万人都知道这件事情。
There's no way that everybody over there knew what's going on.
搞不好其他人认为是这些东西他们是本来就准备好的，也不一定。
Even some of the people over there might think, oh, all of the supplies were there.
耶稣把食物掰开递给门徒，门徒又递给众人。 神迹等于是经过门徒的手行出来的。So
Jesus broke the bread and passed those pieces to disciples, and disciples passed to everyone else. In this way, the miracles can be seen and also be done through the disciples as well.
所以他们不只是亲眼看见，他们更是亲身经历耶稣的能力，甚至我们可以大胆一点说，是耶稣的能力留到他们身上了。So
the disciples did not just see the miracles themselves, but also personally experienced Jesus' power. Or even we can say that Jesus' power flowed to them.
在海面行走的神迹呢，耶稣是赐给彼得能力在水上行走。
Walking on the sea, Jesus indeed granted the power for Peter to walk on water.
这不是一般的神迹啊。
That's not a common miracle.
除了耶稣之外，彼得可能是圣经里面唯一一个在水上走过的人。
Except Jesus, Peter was the only one mentioned in the Bible who ever walked on water.
他不只看见耶稣的能力，耶稣的能力甚至到了他的身上。He
didn't just see Jesus' power, Jesus' power also flowed to him.
我们基督徒开始跟随神之后，到了某个阶段，神也会带领我们更加的、更深来体会他的能力。Once
we Christians started following God, at one point God will actually lead to us better experience His power.
就像门徒经历耶稣的能力一样，just like
how disciples experience God themselves.
耶稣的能力是大过世界上一切其他的能力权柄。
Jesus' power and authority are greater than anything in anyone.
也大过一切的自然界的力量。
Including the nature itself.
从耶稣带领门徒经历他能力的记载中，我们可以得出几个观察。
So we can actually conclude 4 observations we see from these 2 miracles.
当基督徒的生命到达一个阶段的时候，有四件事情会发生。
When the Christian life reaches to one point, 4 things will happen.
第一件事情,
First of all,
当我们面对关卡的时候，神会主动提出邀请。
When we face challenges or when we're at a turning point, God will take the initiation to extend the invitation and let His followers to see His power.
我们可以看见在五饼二鱼的故事里面呢，门徒说天晚了，让大家都去买吃的吧。So
we can see in the story of feeding the 5,000, the disciples said it's late and let everybody go out and find dinner to eat.
这原本是一个非常正常、非常普通的建议。This
suggestion sounds make really good sense.
到了吃饭时间，一定要解决民生问题。When
it comes to dinner time, people have to eat.
一万个人，至少一万个人聚集在一起听耶稣讲道。So
10,000 people gather together to listen to Jesus' teaching.
门徒只有十二个人。But
there were only 12 disciples.
合理的处理方式当然就是报告一下。The
right way of doing so, of course, is through an announcement.
说，本大会没有预备饭食。So
we just say, hey everybody, we didn't plan for any dinner.
所以现在给大家自由时间去用晚餐。So
we're going to have a little break and you all can go out to find a restaurant to get yourself something to eat.
南边有某某村子，北边有某某小镇。
So we have Chinese style over there and British style over there.
都可以买到吃的。
So you can take whatever you want.
现在就请大家赶快去用完。
So help yourself and come back. See you soon.
但是耶稣的提议是什么呢？
So what's Jesus' suggestion then?
不用他们去, 你们给他们吃吧。
Jesus said, no, you don't have to let those people go and get dinner. You will feed them.
门徒一定心想, 这耶稣是饿昏头了吧。
As the disciples, you might say, no way, this doesn't make any sense at all.
怎么这样提议呢?
How can you suggest so?
我们在服侍神的时候, 我们的基督徒生命当中, 在我们人生某些关卡, 也是一样会碰到这些困难。
But you know what? When you are at a turning point or when you are facing a challenge, there will be things like this presented.
不是努力就能够解决的困难。
There will be things that cannot be solved by just your efforts.
是人力所不能为的。
There are problems that can go beyond your capabilities.
那个时候，耶稣就来对我们提出邀请。
It's at that point Jesus will extend the invitation to you.
我们这样做吧。
Let's do this.
我们继续走吧。
Let's keep moving.
继续相信神，依靠神吧。
Let's keep having faith and rely on God.
我们持续来保持信心、正直跟善良吧。
Let's keep having our faith, our integrity, and our kindness.
当我们遇到关卡，知道是我们所不能够解决的问题的时候，不要害怕，也不要忧愁，因为那正是神要我们更加认识他的时刻。
When we face challenges that cannot actually be fixed, don't be afraid and don't worry, because that's exactly when God wants us to deepen our understanding on Him.
因为若不是我们遇到人力不能及的事情，我们怎么会更认识神的能力呢？
Because think about it, how can we better understand His power if we don't run into something that we aren't able to solve?
事情解决了，那我们就认为是我们自己做的而已嘛。
If we can fix everything, we give credit to ourselves.
门徒在海上划着船。 耶稣竟然让彼得下船，在水上走到他那里去，这根本就是人所做不到的事情。So
disciples were managing the boat, and Jesus asked Peter to walk on water toward him. This is something beyond human condition.
不要说做不到，是想都没有想到。Don't
even mention about thinking about to do it, because it's beyond your thinking.
我们正常的逻辑应该是，我要怎么样浮在水面上才对。The
common way of thinking about this, you will say, "How am I going to float on water?"
没有人会想说我要踏出船身在水上行走。
Nobody will think I will step out of this boat and start walking on water.
但是当我们面对人能力的尽头，就是我们更认识神能力的时候。
But you know what? When you face the end of human capabilities, we will come to a starting point of better understanding the Lord's power.
不是在书上看过而已，而是亲身的经历。
It's not from a book you can read, but rather you can experience Him personally.
所以第一，神会在我们的能力的尽头给予我们机会来经历他的能力。
So first of all, it's that you can experience God's power at the very end of your problem.
所以每次遇见关卡，不要当作尽头，要当作转机。
So don't take your problems as the ending point of your life, but rather take it as an opportunity.
虽然有很多市面上的处世学会教导你要有这样子的信念，让你用乐观的态度来过人生。
Although there are a lot of books out there trying to teach you to stay positive throughout the course of your life.
但是圣经的教导是不太一样的。
But you know what? Bible's teaching is different from those books.
我们也要乐观，但是乐观是不一样的原因。The
reason why we stay positive is different.
而是因为我们相信神的能力。The
reason why we stay positive is because we believe in God's power.
虽然我们的眼睛还没有看见事情会怎样成就，但是我们知道的是，这位神爱我们，为我们好，而且有全备的智慧。
Although we cannot see what is going to happen with our eyes, but we know that this is the God who loves us deeply, who cares about us, who has almighty wisdom, who will carry us through all the way.
所以带着这样的信念去面对人生中的关卡，神一定会带我们走过。
So that is why you stay positive to face the challenges and believe that God will take you through.
好，现在要讲到第二件事情哈。So
this is going to be the second point I'm going to mention.
第二件事情就是神对我们提出邀请之后呢，会给我们机会回应。When
He extends His invitation, He will give you time to respond.
我们想要怎么做？
And how are you going to respond?
愿不愿意接受邀请？
Are you going to be willing to take it?
耶稣对门徒说：“不用他们去，你们给他们吃吧。”Jesus
said that you don't have to let them go; you will feed them.
之后门徒就要做出回应了。
So as disciples, they will have to respond.
他们就是说，我们这里只有五个饼，两条鱼。The
disciples say, "We have 5 loaves of bread and 2 fish."
有时候神也给我们机会做出回应。
Sometimes God will give us time to respond as well.
我们可以选择等候神，也可以选择按照我们自己的方式去做。
We can choose to wait for God's intervention, or we can say we will stick to our own way.
如果我们选择对神的邀请，做出信心的回应，就可以经历神的能力。
So if we choose to respond with our faith, we will truly experience His power.
彼得说：“主，如果是你，请叫我从水面走到你那里去。”
Peter said, "Lord, if it's you, please let me walk on water toward you."
耶稣说：“你来吧。”
Jesus said, "Come."
耶稣可能也对我们说：“你来吧。”
Jesus may keep saying to us that, "Come."
这时候彼得做什么呢？
So what did Peter do?
他有选择。
He had a choice.
他可以选择待在船上，也可以选择踏出船身。
He can choose to stay on the boat or step or walk out of the boat.
当然是彼得自己要求耶稣让他行在水面上。
Of course, it's Peter who asked Jesus to let him walk on water.
所以耶稣说你来吧的时候，他当然没有理由说好我不去了。
So of course, it doesn't really make sense that that Peter would stay in the boat when Jesus would come.
但是我们要承认，就是彼得真的是非常有信心。
But we have to give credits for Peter because he chose to step away from the boat.
二十九节说，彼得就从船上下去，在水面上走，要到耶稣那里去。
Verse 29, it says, Peter. Verse 29, it says, Then Peter got down out of the boat, walked on water, and came toward Jesus.
我们可能都认为我们对神有信心。
Maybe we all think that we have faith to God, in God.
可是如果叫你在波涛汹涌的海面上面踏出船身，有多少人做得到呢？
But if you are asked to walk away from the boat and walk on water on a very wavy, stormy ocean, how many of you can actually do it?
彼得是真的有信心，而且也有决心。
Peter has the faith and also the determination.
决心要经历神的能力。
He's determined to experience God's power.
他已经跟随了耶稣，他也看过他行神迹。
He had been following Jesus for quite a while, and he has seen those miracles performed by Jesus.
他看过他医病，看过他赶鬼，他知道他的大能。只剩下一件事情，就是亲身的经历他。
He has seen Jesus heal the sick. He has seen Jesus did the teaching. The only thing left was for him to personally experience Jesus.
他一定是有很深的渴望在他里面，想要去经历耶稣的能力，所以他主动的跟耶稣说：“请叫我从水面上走到你那里去。”
He must have a truly deep desire in his heart, wanting to experience Jesus' power. That's why he took the initiation to say to Jesus that, "Please let me walk toward you on water."
我们基督徒也有机会可以回应神的邀请。
We as Christians have a chance to respond to the Lord's invitation as well.
在我们生命中某一个转折点。
It may be at a turning point in our life.
神邀请你踏出信心的一步。
God invited you to walk, take a step of faith.
可能是去做一件你很怕的事。
It may be asking you to do something that you're very afraid of.
很难的事。
Something very difficult.
可能是接一份工作。
Maybe it's taking a job.
可能是一个服事的机会。
Maybe it's a time to serve.
可能是搬到另一个城市去。
Maybe it's moving to another city.
可能是去原谅一个你很痛恨的人。
Or to forgive someone you hate.
或者是承认自己多年以来都错了。
Maybe to admit a mistake that you have been denying yourself for quite a while.
可能是进入一个 relationship 或者离开一个 relationship.
Maybe it's to enter a relationship or to leave it.
有很多很多的可能性。
There are many possibilities.
不过无论如何，我们都必须要靠着祷告，凭着信心做出选择。
So no matter how, we need to pray and make a choice based on faith.
这个选择的过程是怎么样呢？
And what's this choosing process like?
我们可以从五饼二鱼跟彼得在水面上行走的记载看出一些端倪。
We can actually see some nuts and bolts from the process from these miracles recorded here.
就是呢，那个选择通常都需要勇气。
Which is, it always takes courage for you to make that choice.
通常不是轻松快乐的选择。
And choices like such are not something always pleasant to deal with.
想象两条路，一条是阳光明媚，绿草如茵。
Just try to imagine there are two paths. One is filled with sunshine and meadow.
另外一条是雷电交加，崎岖难行。
The other one is windy and stormy.
你看着就不想走。
You don't even want to walk on it by just taking a look at it.
可是很多时候，经历神的保护的路是一条难行的路。
But many times the path of experiencing the Lord's power is the difficult one that you have to walk on.
因为就是在暴风雨中才能够体会什么是神的带领跟保护。
Because it has to be in the center of a storm, then you get to experience how he protects you and how he leads you.
第三件事情。
Thirdly,
在我们做出选择以后，神一定以他的大能跟他支持来带领我们，不会放我们不管。
When we make our choice, God will support and lead us with His great power. He will not abandon us.
这是最令人兴奋的时刻。
This is the most exciting moment.
就是我们可以亲眼看到、亲身经历到神的能力。
Because that's the time you can truly see and you can truly experience.
耶稣对门徒对耶稣说：“我们有五个饼，两条鱼。”
Disciples answered, "We have here only 5 loaves of bread and 2 fish."
耶稣跟他们说：“拿过来给我。”
Jesus said, "Bring them over here to me."
这是关键性的一句话，拿过来给我。
Bring them here to me. This is a key phrase.
当我们愿意让神来掌管的时候，就是把自主权交给这个有智慧又爱我们的神。
When we are willing to allow God to control everything, we are passing over the sovereignty to God, who loves us the most and also the wisest one.
这个时候我们就看见神的能力。
At this moment, you will see God's power.
耶稣也对你说，拿过来给我。
Jesus says the same thing to us, bring them over to me.
把你的未来，你的家庭。
Bring your future, bring your family.
你的人际关系。
Bring your relationships.
你的服事。
Bring your serving.
你都拿过来给我。
Bring them over to me.
你会怎么回应？
How will you respond?
门徒把食物递给耶稣，耶稣就吩咐众人坐在草地上，然后祷告、祝谢，把饼传出去。
Disciples bring the food over, and then Jesus broke the bread, and he gave thanks and passed along the pieces to the disciples.
耶稣把饼跟鱼越分越多，五个饼两条鱼，最后竟然喂饱了至少一万个人。
And the pieces just outflowed baskets. Finally, everyone over there was satisfied.
所以食物是经由门徒的手递出去的。
So all these pieces were actually handed out by disciples.
彼得在耶稣呼召他的时候，选择踏出船身，所以他可以经历在水上行走的感觉。
When Jesus called Peter, Peter decided to walk out of the boat. That's how he experienced God's power.
虽然他后来又害怕，所以他掉进水里。
Although later on he was afraid, that's why he sunk into water.
可是毕竟他经历了跟随耶稣，而且耶稣也没有让他淹死。
But at least he experienced Jesus' power, and he didn't drown.
当他将要沉下去的时候，他说：“主啊，救我。”
At the moment when he is about to fall into water, he said, "Lord, save me."
耶稣怎么样呢？
What did Jesus do?
赶紧伸手拉住他。
He immediately reached out and caught him.
在我们害怕的时候，只要说：“主啊，救我。”
So when we are scared, just say, "Lord, save me."
耶稣就赶紧伸手拉住我们。
The Lord will immediately reach out His hand and catch us.
让我来给你们一个图像。
Let me give you an image.
我妹妹大学的时候，有一年在我们以前温哥华的教会的夏令营帮忙带小孩。
So my younger sister was helping at a family camp a couple years ago when we were in our home church in Vancouver.
应该是 many years ago. 有一天下午呢，她带着几个孩子在一个人造池子边玩水。
So one day they were playing by the pool.
有个三岁大的小孩站在水边。
And there was a 3-year-old.Standing next to the pool.
我妹就站在她旁边。
My sister was next to her.
就说时迟那时快，不知道发生什么事情，她就滑进水里。那个小孩子。
And just it was very quick. The kid just fell into water.
可是因为我妹就在她旁边。
Because my sister was standing next to her.
反应超快，抓住她的肩膀，立刻把她从水里提起来。
So she was very fast. She just cut her out of the water and pulled her out.
几乎可以说是人一进水里，她就立刻出来了。
So you can really say that once the little girl reaches water, she pulls her up.
这就是赶紧伸手拉住她。
That's what it is like to immediately reach out your hand and catch the person.
立刻的、及时的帮助。
It's immediate. It's fast.
我想像彼得掉进水里的时候，耶稣就是这样把他拉起来。
So I'm sure this is how it was like when Peter fell into water and Jesus caught him.
当我们选择对神做出回应之后，神就会向我们显现他的大能，而且以他的能力来支持我们的软弱。
Therefore, when I think about this, I'm sure when we choose to respond to God's invitation, He will show us His power and support us, and to support our weakness with His power.
第四件事情。
The last thing.
当我们认识到神的能力的时候，我们的生命会有所改变。
When we learn about His power, our lives will be different.
我们的生命呢，比起之前读圣经上面讲的，跟听别人说的，对神的认识是不一样的。
Compared with the understanding we achieve through reading and listening from others, we started to know God very differently.
你亲身经历神的能力之后，就会更加信任他。
When you personally experience His power, you will trust Him even more.
人与人之间也是这样。
It's the same between personal relationships.
你跟一个人一起工作，发现他认真、诚实又负责任。
So when you work with somebody, when you find him very, very conscientious, very hardworking, very, very honest and responsible,
你就会更加的信任他。
You will trust him a lot more.
你就会更喜欢跟他合作。
You will enjoy to work with him.
或者把事情交给他做。
And even hand things over to him.
同样的，当我们亲身经历神的能力之后，我们的信心就会增加。
In the same way, when we first experience God's power personally, our faith will grow.
以后我们做事的方式也会有所改变。
And the way how we do things will start to change.
原来的我们可能担心、焦躁，或者是试图用自己的方法跑在神的前面。
In the past, we might try everything to walk, to run before God. We will get angry, we will get worried, we will get anxious.
但是当你知道神的能力以后，你就会从担心变成放心。
But once you know about His power, you will feel peaceful, you will be at ease instead of worrying or getting anxious.
从焦躁变成平安，从跑在神前面变成等候神的带领。
You will wait for His leading instead of running in front of Him.
基督徒的生命会越走越开阔。
Your Christian life will then walk into a wider path.
讲到这里，可能就会有一个问题浮现。
So some of you might have a question for me.
对于这个基督教信仰还不是很熟的人，可能会问这个问题。
Especially those of you who are not very familiar with the Christian faith.
就这两个圣经故事讲的是耶稣跟他的门徒之间的事情。
So these two miracles are actually talking about things happened between Jesus and the disciples.
可是在我的讲道里面，我的应用里面，我是说耶稣就像。就是神，就是我们基督徒跟神之间的关系。
But in my sermon, I actually refer Jesus as God.
那么怎么把耶稣说成神呢？
So how does this make sense?
这就是基督教信仰的核心。
And this is actually the core of the Christian faith.
我们相信神为了拯救我们脱离罪，进入到他原本为我们创造的形象，他化身成人来到这个世界上。
We believe that God came to this world in a human form. This world He originally created in order to save us from our sin.
成为2000多年前的一个犹太人。
He became a Jew who happened in history 2000 plus years ago.
他在世界上33年。
He stayed in this world for 33 years.
经历过所有的痛苦跟挫折。
He had went through all the sufferings and trials.
最后为他没有犯过的罪被钉在十字架上。
And later he was crucified for the sins he had never committed.
他是神。
He is God.
但是他选择性的暂时克制他的能力。
But he chose to temporarily constrain his power.
谦卑自己。
He humbled himself.
为的是要来理解我们，带领我们。
In order to understand.And lead us.
所以我们才可以说，我们经历的人世间的一切痛苦，神没有不了解的。
That's why we can claim that for everything we have experienced in this world, there's nothing beyond God's understanding.
因为他都经历过了。
Because he had gone through them all.
耶稣在世界上的时候，克制他的能力。虽然他是神，但是他却心甘情愿的让人把他钉在十字架上。
While he was in this world, Jesus was willing to constrain his power and.Being crucified on the cross.
但是今天他已经复活升天。
But he is already resurrected and he stayed in heaven.
仍然有能力来帮助我们。
He still has the power to help us.
而我们可以经历他的能力跟带领。
And we can truly experience his power and his leading.
只要我们愿意承认并且接受他是我们的神。
As long as we're willing to say and accept him as our God.
请何伟弟兄来带我们唱。
And we'll be singing the response hymn.